Northern Brewer is the proud sponsor of the Brewing Network's Jameel Show. They have the widest selection of domestic and imported malts and grain, hops from all over the world, and a full line of liquid and dry yeast. No matter what style of beer you're brewing, Northern Brewer has the ingredients you need, plus fast shipping and expert staff to help you make the best beer possible. Please visit northernbrewer.com for all things homebrew.
All homebrewers have a favorite commercial beer, but not everyone can make it. Welcome to the show that teaches you how, where you can challenge two masters, Jameel Zainasheff and Tasty McDole. This is the Jameel Show. Can you brew it? Now here's Jameel.
Hey, howdy, hey, my brewing brothers and sisters.
Welcome to Can You Brew It? The show that itself is a question. The question probably is, when do you guys ever do this show?
We do it on a regular basis.
Irregular basis, that's us.
Yes. Well, and I was just thinking about that because I was just at the Dixie Cup in Houston.
Oh, that's a big event.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, it was awesome. Which is in October. The show is in September, middle September. So how is that possible? I'm not quite sure.
Yes. How does that work? There.
It was fantastic, though. Hmm. I'll tell you what, and the funniest thing. All right, so you know, there's a lot of barbecue in Texas. A lot of good barbecue.
Well,
so
they know how to do it pretty good, I think.
Oh, yeah. And then they had this this one potluck at the Dixie Cup. And a lot of fantastic food. They even had like a whole pig that guy.
Somebody brings a pig for a potluck? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, whole pig. Amazing. And a lot of other really great foods. And this one, I thought it was maybe like blackened chicken, you know, because it was pretty much black on the outside. And I saw other people eating it, so I grabbed myself a piece. And it was moist, tender, and pretty much like a forest fire. I mean, it was so smoky. It was incredible.
It was like over-smoked.
Huh? It was really, 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 really the smokiest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
If that were like a beer, I'd call it a blending beer. So, yeah, I went to mix that in with something
else. It's like
a
beer with 100% raw malt, you know.
Wow.
And, but it was good. The chicken was moist and tender, and it was just really smoky. Mm. So the next day, I'm like taking a pee, and I smell smoked meat.
You're kidding. I didn't know. It's like it goes right through. It hangs around, huh?
Yeah. I could. And then if I'd exhale deeply, I could smell the smoked meat and, you know, smoked meat and hops.
Well, if you're into it, that's pretty cool, too, right? Like for 2 days.
Right,
you get to like get everything smoked.
Well, every day I had some giant load of smoked meat.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that about barbecue and actually also Indian food. I find a good curry, you'll be going, you know, the next day, and you're sitting there, you're peeing, you're like, oh, wow. Or even farts.
Cumin.
It's actually been my theory on food for a few years. If you fart or poop, and it smells exactly like the food, not a little bit, but it smells exactly like the food you
then
just ate.
Then you're eating shit.
No, it was high-quality food that was well-spiced and well-flavored.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I get the well spiced thing.
Yeah.
If your poo smells like your food, then you're probably eating shit half the time.
Well, yeah. Either there's pretty much two sides, and they're both extremes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, that's really interesting. Yes, I get all that.
There's a very nice cat.
So,
what
were you doing at the Dixie Cup besides busting into somebody's potluck without a pot?
Yeah, that's true. No, they invited me out there, and it was wonderful. They even sent a car for me, a driver in a town car to the airport. I'm like, wow, these guys.
Well, they know
really...
what lush you are. They figured you wouldn't be able to get there.
That's right. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to find it. Yeah. And
what was his name?
I have no idea. But the idiot the guy, total freaking moron. First off, he has no idea what flight I'm on, so he's like calling me on the plane. I'm like, well, luckily the plane landed, but we're waiting. We got here early. We're waiting. We're 20 minutes early, but our gate is tied up, so we're going to sit on the runway for 20 minutes.
Awesome.
So he calls me like back in 10 minutes, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm still out on the runway. It's going to be at least, you know, 15, 20 minutes till I'm off the plane. Then I got to walk to baggage claim. And he's like, oh, okay. Calls me again like 5 minutes later. I'm like, dude, I'm still, you know, just now getting off the plane. And then I get there. Guy's like, yeah, you know, we won't have any trouble. I pretty much know where the hotel is.
Pretty much.
No frickin' clue where the hotel is.
Wow.
What's a 30-minute drive? Hour and 10 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Totally lost. Now, finally, I pull out my phone. I'm like,
you're
you know,
navigating for him.
I'm like, here, come on, yeah. over this way. Yeah. Oh, no, no. Frickin' moron.
Wow.
Just said, believe it.
You should have said, listen, Bubba. Because his name was probably Bubba or Otis.
No.
Yeah. This was a limo company?
I don't think he was from Texas originally.
No?
No.
That's too bad.
So this was like a limo company?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Terrible.
I thought maybe some homebrewer that just got unlucky was up there.
No, I would have been better with some homebrewer. But yeah. I told him, I said, you know, I want somebody that's sober and, you know, not a crazy driver. So he had, you know, hired a, like,
oh,
a
Texas,
car company.
Texas, you had to hire somebody.
Yeah, you couldn't hire a homebrewer. Those two were pretty
right.
Yeah.
But I tell you, what a great group of folks out there. I had a wonderful time. Tasty. You got to get out there. The whole brewing network should go out.
Anybody
for the
know me there?
Cap.
Really? What were the beers like? Any good?
Yeah, a lot of excellent beers. They were gracious enough to have me sit in on Best of Show.
Huh?
And, you know, there were some beers in there. And actually, one of the beers that we had in one of the earlier rounds, a Saison, when we had it, it just stood out so much. I said, you know, this could be Best of Show. This is so good. And when all the other Best of Show judges tasted it, I didn't say a word.
So you
they're
didn't
all,
champion it because you didn't.
No, no, because you know, it's not the right way to go.
Right.
They all tried it, and I'm like, you know, what do you guys think? They're all like, this is really, really good. I'm like, yeah, I thought that was, you know, give you Best of Show. Everyone, and it at the end, everyone was just like, yeah, that's hands Best of Show.
Right.
Now let's talk about, you know, second and third place. Yeah.
That's nice.
And it was that good. It wow. was so. It, that was a 50-point beer. That was just a stunner. That was
50-point
really
beer.
Yeah.
Is that what it got? That was seriously, literally a 50-point beer?
I think that it got like a 46 to 48 or something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
I didn't do that part of the round. But
do you remember who what name the brewer got? Was?
No. I had to get like
internet.
Five for my super shuttle back to the airport. So I missed the awards.
Did you see where Janice Brown took Category 10C?
Yeah, in
Eric McCord. Yeah,
at the Dixie Cup?
At the Dixie Cup, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we had that in there, and we. I did the final round of American Browns, I think.
Well, then you had it.
Yeah, yeah, we liked it. We liked it. It was good.
There you go.
Well, and another thing we like, our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. We love our sponsor.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is it?
Northern Brewer. Oh yeah, the notes say Northern Brewer. That's who we love.
Notes never lie.
Yeah, no, those guys are great, and they pay for the show, so you don't have to. Go check them out, northernbrewer.com. They get a lot of goodies, even with you know, going pro. I still peruse that site and get some goodies from them every now and then. They've got great selection, and when you need you know, odds and ends, you know, that's a great place to go.
They got it all.
You'll find just about everything you need. Great service, great people, really. You know, trust them. They're good. And they'll take care of you, and you'll be happy. So go check them out, northernbrewer.com. All right. So what is our challenge for today, JP?
Our challenge for today is, and I apologize, I don't have the email in front of me, but we were challenged to brew one of the fantastic beers from Pizza Port, Shark Bite Red.
Yes, yes,
which
yes.
is personally one of my favorite beers from Pizza Port. Every time I go down south, I love, and if you know what I mean by going down south, I love Shark Bite Red. It's a fantastic red ale. It's very malty, very hop forward, and I personally really like it. So I'm actually very, very interested to see if the recipe that we got from Jeff
Bagby,
yes, will be the winner. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure he gave us, you know, the recipe that, you know, he brews, but, you know, the challenge is for Tasty to come up and
apply my craft.
Apply his craft.
Uh-huh. Well, that's always...
I love it.
We'll see.
Well, he's got a good track record. You haven't?
No.
Oh, wow.
People liked it, though. I poured it at the Northern California Home Brewers Festival.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Because I didn't like it that much. I mean, but they loved
the beer.
The beer itself. You love the
homebrew festival, though.
Oh, yeah. The festival is great. But the beer, it's got a great big crystal load. Just a little too filling for me.
Oh, yeah.
But people liked it because it's really a unique recipe, I think. Real simple, but I wouldn't pick that as a recipe to brew. I'd say that's just going to be way too rich. But well, we'll see.
All right. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe it's just my beer and not Jeff's is the problem.
Right. Well, all right, let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Jeff Bagby of the Pizza Port, and we'll figure out how to brew it. Back after this.
In a world where everything has been lost.
What happened to the city? It's in ruins.
Only one man has the ancient knowledge to restore civilization.
I need a drink. Oh no, the liquor store's been ransacked.
You looking for beer, stranger? Boy, all the liquor got drunk up in the first 25 minutes of the apocalypse.
Wait, there's still some bottles over... Oh, no. Those are non-alcoholic beer.
I reckon you better stick to arrowroot tea and a desperate nomadic existence like the rest of us.
People, I'm a home brewer. I know how to make alcohol.
Oh, it can't be done.
Come with me if you want the beer. Okay, I'm gonna need some big plastic buckets.
He is the chosen one. The prophecies say that he's gonna get us wasted.
Someone start heating water. And
from the creators of Northern Brewer, the people who brought you $7.99 Brew Saver shipping, massive selection, and superior customer service comes...
Love craft beer, you're already a heretic.
The very first thing we did when we started looking at the beers that we would brew, we got rid of all those recipes. We started from scratch. We've been pilot brewing the most creative things that we think of and the most interesting things. We've completely gone away from style.
Heretic Brewing Company is opening this spring in Pittsburgh, California, and you can be a part of it. Visit hereticbrewing.com and facebook.com/hereticbrew. Get the latest updates on the brewery and upcoming beers. Show everyone how you celebrate great beer as a heretic.
It's a fairly powerful word. Being a heretic, that means you're not settling for ordinary beer. You are going with flavorful, creative, bold, interesting beers. A heretic is looking for the best beers out there.
Be a heretic. Don't drink ordinary beer. When Blickman Engineering set out to design a great brewing stand, they knew it had to be strong, adaptable, and last for a lifetime. The top-tier brewing stand is now proudly available at BlickmanEngineering.com. It grows with your brewing skills and equipment. Start with 5-gallon coolers on its heavy-gauge stainless steel shelves. Then move all the way up to 30-gallon pots on the high-output burner tiers. Speaking of burners, the custom Blickman Engineering top-tier burners are extremely powerful, efficient, and amazingly quiet. They have safety stops to center your pot, and they'll last a lifetime and won't rust. The top-tier brewing stand allows virtually infinite combinations from traditional gravity systems to two tiers to completely horizontal. Configure your stand the way you want and have the freedom to change it at any time in the future. Your brewing stand should adapt with you, not force you to learn a new process. Visit BlickmanEngineering.com today to configure your top-tier brewing stand and to find a local Blickman retailer. You'll be surprised with all the flexible features and the competitive price. Start brewing with Blickman from the top tier.
Joining us now for Can You Brew It is Jeff Bagby from Pizza Port in Carlsbad. Jeff is the director of brew pub operations and the head brewer. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing great.
What's happening at Pizza Port?
Today, just making a batch of pale ale. We filled some barrels this morning. Kind of just working away.
Nice. You guys are pretty busy down there, yeah?
Extremely, yes. summer is our busiest time of the year, and we are cranking every day.
You guys gearing up for your Strong Ale Fest, right, in December?
Yeah, we just we do a few festivals here in Carlsbad throughout the year, and we just had our Belgian festival last weekend. It was a nice big success, and then our Strong Ale, probably our most popular. It's actually the 15th year we've done it, so it promises to be pretty amazing. Lots of crazy beer from all over, and everything is 8% or above. That's going to be Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd here in Carlsbad.
That's going to be a headache. I heard one year that someone took PBR and iced it. Is that true, or is that a rumor?
Yeah, that was a private for employee-only tasting. We didn't actually serve it out to the public or anything.
Sure.
But yeah, we a couple of guys, we had a ice cream freezer here, so big enough to hold a half barrel, and I took some of it out, and I'm just kept icing it down and pushing it out into a 5-gallon keg. So yeah, who knows how strong it was, but yeah. I think that was around the 10th annual, actually.
Was it any good?
It was fine, yeah. Just big PBR, I guess. It was so dang cold, you couldn't really tell anyway.
Oh, man. I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
So the beer that we've really, you know, had a lot of requests for from you guys is the Shark Bite Red.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of our flagship beers, or is, I guess, still considered our flagship beer. It's brewed at all four of our pubs, and it's a nice, it's a pretty well represented beer, kind of in the peach port style, you know, just aggressively hopped, a little bit bigger, and also got some malt character in there. It's a bit balanced as well, so, yeah.
What batch size do you brew there at Carlsbad?
Our brewing system is a 15 barrel system. We typically boil Sharkite. We probably boil around 18, 19 barrels, and send about 17 or 18 barrels to the fermenter.
Okay. What about the starting gravity on this beer?
Starting gravity is usually around 1058 to 1060.
And what is
depending on the batch and the day.
What does that get down to?
Usually around 1010, probably high end would be 1012.
Okay, all right. What about your IBU range?
That's a good question. I have absolutely no idea. We don't have any way to accurately measure IBUs here at Pizza Port, so it's tough to say, but I would guess it's not real bitter, but I would venture to say it's somewhere in the 40s or 50s. It's kind of a guess, but yeah, somewhere in there.
So how do you, you know, I mean, is it safe to say that the hop bill, I guess, would change all the time? Or do you have a measured amount, you just don't know?
Oh, no, we're consistent. It's always, the same, and we're changing if our hop alpha acids for the varieties that we use in the beer go up or down, we adjust accordingly. So,
oh, okay.
You know, it's just, we don't use any computer software programs to generate IBUs. I, particularly with that reading, don't really believe that they can be accurate. The only way I believe those readings can be accurate is through a lab, and I don't really, we've had a few things tested for accurate alcohol and a couple other things, but never had anything tested for IBUs.
Mm. Okay.
Actually, that's not true. We did one. We had a batch of this big, gigantic IPA that we make called Hop Suey. We had that tested at Sierra Nevada, and it came out at 90 IBUs.
Wow.
So, yeah. That, I kind of don't like it when people say that their beer is, you know, oh, it's got 127 IBUs or, you know, whatever in it. It's just, why don't you just say it's hoppy and bitter?
Yeah, it's all theoretical. What is your malt or your hop your hop bill for this? Maybe we can get into a little bit of that and
yeah, sure. It's bittered with Centennial. It's the whole beer is Cascade and Centennial. It's Centennial for bittering, Cascade in the middle, and then Centennial and Cascade at the Whirlpool, and then that's it for the hop additions in the beer. The actual amounts, you know, like I said, I would target somewhere in 40-50 IBU range for the bittering. and you get a little in that middle edition with Cascade, and then the Whirlpool obviously is, you know, non-heat, non-boil, so it's just for aroma.
How long do you Whirlpool for?
It depends on the batch. Shark Bite, we'd probably, you know, kill the heat on the kettle and dump hops immediately and Whirlpool immediately. And we probably, between the time, we Whirlpool by hand with big giant ore. Uh-huh. So from the time that we're done getting it kind of spinning until the time we start knocking out, about 20 minutes probably.
Mm, okay. Do you happen to have any measurements for your batch sizes on the hops?
We just boil this beer for an hour. It's just a 60-minute boil.
Okay.
And at 60 minutes, let's see, it looks like we're doing, the last batch was 4.17 pounds of Centennial at 60 minutes, right at the start of boil. At 10% even alphas on those Centennials that we had.
Okay.
And then midway through, at 30 minutes to go, was a Cascade edition of 5.8 pounds. And those Centennials, looks like they're a little low, looks like 5.9% alpha. And then in the Whirlpool, we did 5 pounds of Centennial and 4.5 pounds of Cascade.
Cool. And that's about a 20 minute or so, give or take. Whirlpool.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just spin it, let it go for 20 minutes, and then we knock it out. It looks like this OG was at 10:59, and it looks like it went down to 10:09. So a little bit drier than we probably normally get.
All right. What about your malt bill on this guy?
Malt's real easy. Just a two row. We use Crisp 77 and Crisp 120, but any crystal or caramel malt, you know, that you like, or, you know, some people like different maltsters, kind of flavors and aromas from those crystal malts and get into the deeper crystals. But I just really like the expression of Crisp 77, so it's predominantly that. And then just a little bit of Crisp 120. I'm not sure the percentages off the top of my head, but I could give you total pounds.
Yeah, actually pounds would be great.
The two row is 860 pounds. The Crisp 77 is 180 pounds. And the Crisp 120 is 25 pounds.
Okay, and that was for your 18-barrel batch, right?
Yeah, it looks like on this one we actually boiled 20 barrels.
Cool, and then we'll just do a conversion for that. It's no worries.
Yeah.
What do you mash at? What temp?
We are mashing in strike waters, typically around 158 degrees, give or take a degree or two. Mm-hmm. So our mash temp is somewhere just under 150, probably 148 to 150.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
And how about your yeast strain?
Yeast is just good old California ale yeast. It's a real good attenuator and good hop expressor, so it works good with this beer. And there's so much crystal malt in it, it comes through.
Do you do anything special with your water?
We don't. We have typically pretty hard water down here.
Mm-hmm.
At all of our locations, and we don't have any water treatment. We do have I just recently got a soft water unit that they got in the kitchen, and I had them get a big enough one that can actually. We did a lager recently with that, but we don't do any calcium additions or anything like that. It's all straight old tap water.
Nice. Carbon block at least, or just really straight off the tap?
No, actually, we don't.
Wow.
It's straight out. Yeah. We don't have a hot liquor tank, so our water's sitting overnight at 195 degrees in the kettle.
Yeah.
That's what you kind of use for the brew day, for cleaning and prepping and everything. So anything that's in there, you know, solids or even some of the bad aromas kind of dissipate or go away.
Yeah.
At least that I found. We haven't had, you know, any trouble. I would like to get it a carbon filter on there at some point, but, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. Yeah. You guys are killing it, man. So, yeah. do you have any, you know, final tips or anything to help people brew this beer?
Let's see. Not really. I mean, at home, I might maybe boil a little bit longer, but I don't think that's necessary. It's a pretty simple beer, and it's real straightforward. Three different grains and two different hops. It's probably actually a really good kind of base recipe for those people that are maybe just starting to go all grain, or starting to venture a little bit past their first few batches. You know, being such a simple beer and a simple yeast. It's a little bit higher gravity, so I'd make sure your yeast is healthy and your cell count is high. I don't know. I think that's about it.
Cool. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and we'll let you know how it comes out, if we were able to clone it or not.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we, like I said, we just made a batch here, so it should be on for a couple of weeks, and hopefully if you guys just get it going soon, then let me know. I'll send up a couple of bottles so you guys can do a comparison.
Cool. Sounds great, man.
Cool.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man.
No problem, Jason. Take care.
Hi, this is Push from the Brewing Network, and I want to tell you about the Brewmaster's Warehouse and how you can get 10% off your next order. I'm a pretty techie guy, but I've never seen an online store like this. It's awesome. Go to brewmasterswarehouse.com and click on Brew Builder. You can whip up a custom recipe so easily even Sven could do it. Seriously, it's slick. You can share your recipe with your own logo and notes to the Brewmaster's database if you want. And the best part, it keeps a running tally of the beer you're building while you're doing it. Then, bam, click Buy Recipe and your cart is filled and ready to go with helpful suggestions in case you forgot something. This thing is amazing. Brewmaster's Warehouse is run the way a home brewer would do it, with great service, fast turnaround, and $6.99 flat rate shipping. Brewmaster's Warehouse and the Brew Builder blew me away. Check it out today at brewmasterswarehouse.com. I'm serious. And don't forget to put BNARMY in the discount code box for 10% off your order. Check out brewmasterswarehouse.com. Cheers.
Downtown Joe's, located in the historic Oberon Building in beautiful downtown Napa, California, offers an award-winning brew pub experience from 8:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. For 15 years at the corner of 2nd and Main, Downtown Joe's has been voted Best Night Spot 7 times and Best Brew Pub for the last 4 years in a row. Brewmaster Colin Kaminsky's handcrafted ales, like his Tail Wagon Amber Ale and Double Secret Probation IPA, are the perfect accent to Riverside dining, live music, and a relaxing outdoor patio. Don't miss the Beer of the Month, special rotating taps, and the BN Army Member Special. Wear your BN gear, get 10% off your beer. Visit downtownjoes.com to make reservations, peruse their extensive calendar of events, or just read more about their fantastic beers. Come enjoy the fine beer, food, and music. Downtown Joe's, the award-winning brew pub, where you'll feel at home.
What does craft beer mean to you? Is it a delicious way to support your town's local brewer? Or perhaps it's the perfect beverage to pair with those delicious devils on horseback? Regardless of whether you're thinking of pints or pairings, pilsners or porters, craftbeer.com is the site where craft beer lovers come together to learn and share. Craftbeer.com is brought to you by the Brewers Association and celebrates the best of American craft beer and its brewers. Craftbeer.com is the best place to find craft beer events, recipes, great features, stories, the most up-to-date brewery listings, and resources for your next beer tasting or dinner, like style guidelines, pairing mats, and charts. Get the inside scoop on new beer releases and special events from today's craft beer insiders, and chime in to share your own knowledge, perfect pairings, road trips, recipes, and more. Craftbeer.com, celebrating the best of American beer.
BN Army Hop Tech has a great discount waiting for you. Do you often find it difficult to find specific specialty ingredients for your homebrew recipes? Well, listen to this.
HopTech stocks 59 different grains to choose from, 39 varieties of pellet hops, and 8 kinds of whole leaf hops. And HopTech not only carries Y yeast and White Labs yeast for you, but also Fermentis, 04, 5, 6, 23, 33, and T58 Belgian yeast, plus Cooper's, Nottingham, and Windsor yeasts. Got your recipe ready to go? Pick up some great brew gear like new long and short sleeved shirts, games, and more. HopTech's new website is being updated every day with new items. If you don't see it, call the shop. They're open 6 days a week. BN Army and AHA members get a 10% discount, and active military personnel get 15% off. Visit HopTech.com today for great selection, great service, and a great discount. HopTech.com.
Now back to the challenge. Can you brew it?
All right, we're back. We've been tasting the purple cup, or the purple grenade, and the red grenade.
I got my plastic cup. I got my cup.
Two red beers.
Two red beers. Color looks really, really close. One's got a very slight haze. I think that's affecting color a little bit. But I would call that part cloned. I'd call the color of the head cloned. That one has a little more of a nutty aroma. Nutty, toasty.
Yeah, more of a toasty aroma. More.
More
aroma character, I'd say. Yeah. More aroma presence.
Right, right. One's this seems slightly hoppier than the other.
Or maybe just better attenuated.
Right, right. The purple one, I get, you know, kind of a bold, you know, floral, hoppy in the flavor as well. I think I get a little less in the red one. Since we have only the three of us, let's start with you, JP. What's your opinion here? You gonna call these cloned, not cloned?
I'm going to call them not cloned. The two worst words you can ever say.
The words I never want to hear
on this show.
Rebrew it.
I think the pink one, or the strawberry colored one, is
the lunch meat colored one
is it just has a more firm bitterness. It's a little
seems drier.
I think it is drier, and I think everything's just a little more firm, where I think the purple one is, or the lavender, I guess you can call that,
yes,
is a little bit, you know, more loose, I guess, if you think about it that way. Like a pair of jeans. A little loose in the butt.
Like a stool after a good Chinese meal.
I think it's there. I think it's 80, 90% there, but it's that was a stretch even for you, but we'll move on. I think it's almost there. I really do. It's pretty close. I think it needs to dial in a little bit. That's all.
Now that they've sat and warmed up a little bit, I think they're closer than I thought they were originally.
I would agree with you.
So I think there was a temperature difference initially that was kind of throwing us off. It wasn't a lot, but I think there definitely was a temp difference. And now that purple is warming up a little bit, I'm getting a closer malt character.
I think the malt character is pretty fairly right on, but I think there's a couple tweaks you can make in the crystal malt and maybe even in the hopping rate, and I think it'd be right there. But I'm also hammered, so, you know, don't listen to me.
Boy, now I think there's a little oxidation in one of them, in the pink one.
Well, that's possible. I know, both were bottled.
Both were hand bottled.
That's right. Right. Both were bottled by hand.
Jeff had
the one got shipped, which always is just...
That's good stress.
The way the shipping.
But it was packaged in styrofoam holder, and then I had to actually unpackage it from the fridge. So right when it hit the porch, it went into the fridge. So I think you'd be happy about that.
Boy, they warm up. They're getting closer.
I'm getting that, too. They're definitely a lot closer.
I had these as not cloned. But as we waited through the interview and the break and JP pontificating about what he thought about the beer and my crude joke attempts, it's gotten much closer.
That's all you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. When you're at a BGCP table and you need to judge a beer, just make a bunch of fart jokes, and you'll suddenly, your scores will line up with everyone else's.
I'll fit right in. Yeah.
I think it. You're right. It is lining up a little closer, but I think the purple one is too sweet. It's a little sweeter and a little less. The bitterness isn't there as opposed to the strawberry colored one.
So which one's yours, Tasty?
The strawberry grenade is the homebrew. Yeah, mine.
The strawberry is the homebrew?
No.
I'm sorry. They're the way around. The purple is the homebrew.
The purple's the homebrew.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, in your attenuation, so the starting gravity is supposed to be, I get a little hot alcohol in the commercial one. Not offensive,
strong.
It's you really taste that alcohol. Now, that's supposed to start at 10:59 and finish around 10:10. And on yours, it was what?
Well, I overshot it. I'm not quite sure why. I don't remember. But mine was 10:64.
Uh-huh.
And they finished
five
at 10,
points, not
10,
a big deal.
10:12. Three-point difference.
So you got more attenuation than...
As a percentage, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. And well, I don't taste any hot alcohols in yours.
Yeah, although by formula, it's stronger.
Right, and I'd be curious. That really.
I'd like to ask Jeff. Like, did this one
attenuate a little bit drier?
Attenuate more, or did you miss the?
Well, get another bottle. Maybe send it home with you. You degas it and do a gravity reading on it for us.
I have a cell phone number. Let's call Jeff right now.
Jeff probably hasn't.
Right. That's true.
I don't think he does. He probably doesn't take such measurements.
But I'll tell you, they're both good beers, but I really prefer the strawberry-colored one.
I like it because it has just a slightly more malt character and
drier. It seems a little drier, and that a real toasty, nutty kind of character leaps forth from it.
Right.
And then Jeff specified crisp 77 and crisp 120. Is that what you used in that one?
Yeah, I used crisp. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't.
It's getting closer now that they're warming up, but
they were definitely. Jeff's beer really had more malt impact right off the get go. I don't know if his was in the refrigerator. Mine was in a cooler with cold.
Yours has more hops,
so mine would be at worst a little bit warmer. So I think I would have more malt presence. Mm.
But see. I think the commercial one has a little bit of oxidation. Again, it's, just hand packaged and shipped and all that. I think it's got a little bit of, heat stress and oxidation that you get from that sort of thing, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a really nice beer. I would drink gallons of this, but I think that's part of the flavor we're picking up that we're not picking up in yours.
Yeah.
It's like that thing when you're judging people, go, that British malt character. It's like, well, you mean oxidation?
Right. Yeah, and heat right. Stroke?
Right. A tiny bit, no problem.
But I think shipping can't account for all the flavors. I mean, I think there will be subtle variations, but I think the flavors are different enough.
Yeah, it just seems so much drier, and the malt flavor really
bitter.
Pops.
Well, and the bitterness, I think it goes dry and it rides right into a real nice firm bitterness, and I think the lavender colored one I'm not going to say very sweet, but it's a little sweeter.
Well, I mentioned in the first segment that I wasn't a big fan of my beer, the beer that I brewed.
Right.
And now I'm saying I'm a big fan of Jeff's beer. So
right, right.
I'm going to say not clone, just so I get to rebrew it and make his beer.
Right, right. No, I know that you could clone this.
I think if I get the smaller gravity, you know, mm-hmm, I might be a little darker because of you know, the extra caramelization that might have taken place in the kettle.
Right, right.
Because
higher gravity,
more dense sugars and stuff.
Right, right.
Well, and I'll contact him and see if maybe on his batch he was a little bit, you know, higher in the starting gravity or something.
Right.
Like
maybe
that.
You're getting a little more sweeter alcohols or something like that.
Yeah, something.
But yeah, I think the commercial example is great. I enjoy Pizza Port. Every time I go down there, I stop by.
Great.
Come by and look at his wall of medals he has there.
Yeah.
I mean, some other people like him too, I think.
The funny thing is the pizza's great too. So
pizza is good.
Yeah, I love the pizza there.
Good.
I took Staley and Peter to the Carlsbad location, I think. Or is it Oceanside?
Ocean Beach.
On the way back from NHC, we stopped there and we were ordering pizza. And they're like, "Oh, let's order a pizza together." I'm like, "No, I'm ordering a pizza all by myself."
Fatty.
Well, because I want something to take home with me.
Right. Like a super fatty.
Yes, I am.
You don't want to be stabbing those guys with a knife as they grab the last piece.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So I ordered a medium all for myself, and they're just like, "Wow."
You ate all the thing. You didn't have any left over, right?
No, I ate a few slices there, but I had a whole drive home to Sacramento.
Yeah. Nice.
So on the drive home, I had a couple more pieces, and then when I got home, I put the rest in the fridge the next day.
Nice.
Too tired to do anything for lunch, you know. Finished the rest of that, and I think I can't remember which one I got. The one with the meatballs on it. Which one's that?
Oh, no. The meatball pizza.
Or I got the San Francisco. Or I got the which one did I get? I don't know. They're all good. But when I go, I get a bigger pizza than I can ever eat, and then I take the rest with me.
Smart move.
Yep. All right.
So we're saying not cloned. Is that the consensus?
Yeah, I think Jamil's probably going to say not cloned as well. I'm betting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's 2 out of 3.
So,
game over.
So what would you do next time?
Well, I'm going to make sure I hit my gravity. And I don't know. I think that I'm going to maybe get I got Chris Maltz, but who knows? Uh-huh. They could have made a mistake.
Right. You got them debagged. You got
Homebrew Supply Store, none of which have advertised on this network.
Right. Yeah. So who knows what they sent you?
Right. I mean, it doesn't taste. There's enough of a difference that I wonder if I actually got crisp.
Right. I would wonder that as well. And especially earlier on, I was thinking, well, there's no flavor in
right
there,
the
anything like crisp.
Oh, man.
But now that it's warmed up, I'm like, well, yeah, kind of getting that flavor.
It's obviously like a British. I'm getting it definitely as a British crisp.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think the recipe's solid regardless.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah, I don't think we're not going to. Are we going to change the recipe?
No. I don't think so.
No. No.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll go through the recipe right after this.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Writing a review of WLP 400.
What? You're reviewing yeast?
Yeah. White Labs has home brewer reviews of all their strains. Are you new to these interwebs? Check it out.
That's awesome.
White Labs, your source for great yeast, invites all brewers to visit whitelabs.com to read and write your own reviews of all their yeast strains. Get real-world tips and tricks from other brewers who have made the most of their vials and post your own experiences. It's another way White Labs brings you closer to the best yeast on the planet.
And send. There you go. You misspelled flocculate, dude.
What?
White Labs. It's all in the vial.
Hi, I'm Jamel Zanishev, and in addition to my work on the Brewing Network, I write the style profile column in every issue of Brew Your Own magazine.
Hi, I'm Sean Paxton, and when I'm not prepping for the Homebrewed Chef on the Brewing Network, you can find me writing articles on how to cook with your homebrew for Brew Your Own magazine.
Greetings, Cretans. This is John Palmer, and when I'm not writing for Brew Your Own, I'm reading it.
John Palmer,
Sean Paxton, Jamil Zainashev. If you love listening to them on the Brewing Network, you'll love reading their articles, tips, and recipes in the pages of Brew Your Own magazine. Join Jamil, John, and Sean 8 times a year in Brew Your Own. And when you subscribe to BYO on the Brewing Network website, half of your subscription price goes right back to the BN to support great beer and food programming. So sign up for Brew Your Own magazine through the BN website today so you can listen and read your way to better homebrew.
Nico, listen, our lawyers said that we had to do this for 1 hour, and after this, we don't have to talk to each other for 3 more months to the next meeting.
Kids, come on, let's get out of here.
I'm supposed to have more lines. I'm the professional. Hey, it's Sully.
And I'm Nico.
And we opened the 21st Amendment 9 years ago at 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just 2 blocks from Giants Park, to make great beer and have a great time doing it.
That's right, because to us, the 21st Amendment is more than just the right to make beer. It's the right to experiment, to be innovative, and just do things differently. And so now, we're putting our craft beer in cans.
That's right, cans. You can find our world-famous Heller High Watermelon Wheat Beer and Brew Free or Die IPA throughout California and Alaska.
And now it's also available on draft at select accounts in the Bay Area.
So next time you're at your local neighborhood pub or good beer store, be sure to ask for 21st Amendment in cans.
Because everyone likes it in a can.
Tasty crack cans.
Tasty crack can.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients, and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of their 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Their new SnapLock stainless steel camlock fittings will make connecting your pump or heat exchanger quick and easy. Or check out their exclusive paintball tank-based draft beer equipment. They even have their own line of precision hydrometers. Go to WilliamsBrewing.com to browse their vast selection. That's WilliamsBrewing.com. Orders placed by 4 p.m. Pacific Time weekdays ship the same day. Brewing is easy. The Williams way.
All right, we're back. All right. Fellas and gals, looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able
right
to
resist.
It's just silliness.
You know what's just totally cool is I'll be like watching TV, late night TV, or I'll be listening to satellite radio or a whole bunch of stuff, and you'll see Adam and Eve commercials.
Sure.
Maybe I'm part of the demographic that they're shooting for.
Right.
But I'll see Adam and Eve commercials all the time. And they'll have, you know, use keyword blue, you know, for like blue collar radio, or use, you know, keyword, you know, whatever. And so there's all these different, you know, keywords that they use. And what is totally cool is that, like, my name is one of the keywords.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
You see that?
What?
Jamil Show?
Or for Bruce Strong. I think it's Jamil, J-A-M-I-L. For this one, it's Can You Brew It, C-Y-B-I.
Oh, that's good.
And so that's how they track what shows are producing revenue for them, right?
Hoop. Yeah.
And so it's totally cool. But
with your daughter, see that sometimes.
I can't mention.
Don't let them watch late night TV.
I think my kids would be thrilled in a way.
Eventually, they're going to say, "Really, you were so cool,
like,
Dad."
Like Dad's, like, you know, promoting adult toys and other novelties. But on the other hand, I can't really say that to my kids. You know, so.
You're supporting silicone penetration.
Mrs. Malty thinks
they don't even know
pretty,
about your
pretty great.
They don't know about your stint in the porn industry and all that. None of that.
No. I haven't told the kids about.
You
that.
Know what we need to do? We need to parlay the sponsorship into passes for the three of us to go to the
adults,
like sex cons and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Las Vegas sex con.
Yeah. We can go there and promote. We can promote Adam and Eve in person.
Fuck yeah.
I'll even go with hot pants.
I guarantee you there's going to be some homebrewers, some craft beer lovers at that thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some bone lovers. And we could do quite well there. So, the Adam and Eve folks, you need to be sponsoring us for that. So, look into that, JP.
Send us. I will. I'll make a note.
All right.
Are there any deals there?
Yeah.
Like Adam and Eve?
Absolutely.
Floor show models only.
Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So it's not just like two or three items. It's thousands of items you can get the 50% off on.
I think it's like 18,000 or something.
It's huge. It's huge. Yeah. They have amazing selection of stuff there. And you get the one item, 50% off. You get three free adult DVDs. And it's not like the crappy DVDs they can't give away. You have, again, a huge selection of stuff that would, whatever your interest is. So it's, again, pretty good. Yep. And then you'll get, they throw in an extra gift. They say, so sensual you can't mention it on the radio. I think Kim Wood knows what it is. And to top it all off, they'll throw in free shipping on the entire order. And the pricing's, I don't know, I don't really do a lot of pricing.
Pricing's good.
But the pricing looks pretty good.
Hey, when you get 50% off an item, that's always good pricing.
Right. Yeah.
And free shipping.
You buy an item, you get 50% off, you get the three free adult DVDs, and you get the free shipping, and then you get the extra gift for one item at 50% off.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, you just try it out, and I think you'll be pleased. They're upstanding folks.
I'm actually on their Wikipedia page.
Yeah,
founded by in 1970 by a physician.
Wow,
pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I really like it.
I'd rather be founded by a porn star, but that's just me. So you go to AdamandEve.com, and you type in the code CYBI for Can You Brew It. And on checkout, and you'll get the 50% off on an item. You'll get the three free DVDs. You get the free extra gift, the free shipping. That's all you got to do is type in CYBI. So buy one thing, and you get a ton of stuff off. And I think it'll probably make you a customer for life. And they also have a great mobile site now. It's m.adameve.com, and you check that out as well.
Well,
good sponsor of ours. They've been with us for a long time now, and standing by us, not as long as Northern Brewer, but they're in there.
They both sell toys. I'll tell you what, just hanging out on their Wikipedia page real quick.
Toys for boys. Yes.
The founder, I think it was the founder anyway, one of the guys running Adam and Eve in '89 launched a company called DKT International, an organization that promotes family planning and HIV/AIDS prevention in Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
Well, that's nice.
Adam and Eve also donates more than 25% of its profits to DKT.
Wow.
So when you are making these orders, not only are you helping your loved one and yourself, but you're helping stop the spread of HIV/AIDS in countries that really need it, such as Africa, Asia, Latin America.
Of course, if you're just buying one item at 50% off and then getting the free shipping, the free DVDs, all that, they're probably losing money. So you're probably causing AIDS.
You are causing
AIDS, bastard, you.
Sir.
So buy more and you're preventing
place a second
it.
Order. You like that stuff.
I think that's great, and I don't know why they don't market that. That's fantastic. I love that.
Right.
That's a great business.
Of course, that's in Wikipedia, so it could be that they...
Well, but stop being a cynic for once. This is our good sponsor, Jamil.
Yeah.
Jerk. No. I'm sure Heretic is run by handsome people, right? Is that what you're going to say next?
No.
And
that's what it would say on Wikipedia, though.
Yeah, well, let me edit that right now.
All right, let's go through the recipe real quick here. 6-gallon batch, like every recipe for the past 6 years. The starting gravity
in the next 6 years.
1050 in the next 6 years, 1059, about 14.5 Play-Doh. Your anticipated SRM is going to be around 18, and anticipated IBU is going to be about 40. This is a 75% efficiency. Let's see here. We're talking 80.8%, 4.87 kilograms of domestic 2-row. 16.9% or 1.02 kilograms of a Crystal 77 crisp, and 2.3% or about 140 grams of the crisp Crystal 120. Then you're putting about 20 grams of Centennial at 10% alpha acid for 60 minutes, 28 grams or an ounce, essentially, of Cascade, 5.9% alpha acid at 30 minutes, and then 24 grams Cascade, 5.9 alpha acid at 0 minutes, and 22 grams Centennial, again, 10% alpha acid at 0 minutes. Ferment with WLP-001 California Ale Yeast from White Labs. And let's see, your mash temp, sack rest is 149 Fahrenheit. And the target finishing gravity should be about 1010 or 2.5 Plato. And he said, Jeff said he had fairly hard water there. I think Tasty, you fermented around 67. I think that seems about right.
I did.
And that should be it. Anything else to add towards the recipe there, Tasty? Any tips or tricks or anything you think is important to know?
Well, let's see. No, the beer is pretty straightforward to make. I did do a 20-minute whirlpool rest, which I think...
Otherwise, you want to move those zero-minute additions back, up, you know, 10 or plus minutes
right,
to make up for that.
For the equivalent, but I figure if you can, do the whirlpool rest. I think beers turn out better when you do that.
Well, and I hate to... I don't want to, you know, make this about Heretic, but we do the Evil Twin.
Uh-huh. Excellent beer, by the way.
And we have,
I said that. You didn't make me.
We have...
Put the gun down.
But I'll give you the money later on. We have no boiled hops in it at this point.
It's all after flame up.
What?
Do we turn off the boiler?
Wait. Can we edit this out? You're letting out your big secret.
We throw in the hops. Don't boil them at all. And we get 65 IBU. We're trying to dial the IBUs down to get around 45.
All right, let me get Charlie Banforth on the line.
But, you know, that's bullshit. It's that hot stand. Anytime your work is over about 170, 175 Fahrenheit, it's still isomerizing the alpha acids. So we whirlpool hot, you know.
And why?
For 20 minutes. What?
Why?
Why whirlpool?
No, why not boil the hops? Why not put a bittering charge in?
Because it's already 65, 70 IBUs.
But then why not cut down on the... I mean, it doesn't matter.
We measure it. I mean, if you put it in the software, you're getting zero IBUs. We send it to a lab, we get 65, 70 IBUs.
Yeah.
With, you know, 0 minutes. And it's just, you know, when the hops sit hot... That's why none of the formulas really work.
Brindleson said, would predict your results.
Right.
Let's just call that little guy on the air right now.
Guessing at the results. But, so, you know, that, and the point being, I don't want to get into what we're doing, but the point being...
it makes a difference.
You know, we list zero, and Jeff talks about zero-minute additions, and the reason why we ask about the whirlpool length is, you know, if those hops are going to sit for 20 minutes in a whirlpool, you may want to do 10 or 20 minutes earlier on the boil on those hops,
right,
because, or let, like Tasty does, let the wort stand or do a whirlpool for 10 or 20 minutes, and you're going to get, you know, the same kind of bittering. I thought the bittering on the two was very close. I thought that one had a sweeter bit of malt still left in it, but the bittering was the same.
Right. I think I'm slightly had a slightly higher finish.
Right.
Just didn't make my...
Which is weird. You know, two points. That's not enough. That's not enough to define that difference. Because we've had beers where they were off by 10 points and they were the same.
Oh, you're right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Right.
A little different. Mm. Do we have any questions in the chat?
We do. What is his... sorry, I lost it. I think he logged out, which is what... No, Loser Brewer. Loser Brewer in the chat, which could be anybody. He wants to know if maybe the issue with the beers was perhaps Tasty got... stale malt, is that a possibility? Where you just kind of maybe had old malt or something like that?
Yeah, it's always a possibility. We're vulnerable to the supplier, you know.
Yeah.
You got to taste your malt every time.
Yeah.
Every grain you use, you should, you know, do a little taste test, you know.
But part of me kind of
slack, but you've never
tell that by tasting?
You know, they're soft and mealy, you know. They should always be crisp and crunchy.
But I mean, you know, harvest is always is once a year. Right? So if you're getting malt...
Twice a year?
Okay.
Well, and it depends. I mean, you know, it's twice a year in the north, and it's twice a year in the south.
I mean, any of the reputable homebrew shops, such as Northern Brewer or Williams.
Well, you know.
They tear through enough malt that
something
that
like Northern
be a problem,
Brewer, they go through malt so fast that, you know, and then, you know, the condition they hold things in, they're very attentive. They know good beer, and they're, I think they would freak out if their ingredients weren't properly handled. I think, you know, Williams probably as well. And a lot of the you know, the shops, they're successful for a reason.
Right.
So I think that's part of it. But, you know.
It seemed fine to me.
I don't think that's the case.
Casey Schmidt.
Good thing to think about.
Casey Schmidt in the chat asks, what's the malt character like? I've had a lot of red IPAs and such that I don't care for because they are cloying and under-attenuated.
Nope.
So if you guys can describe the malt flavor of this Shark Bite Red.
Toasty, nutty, a slight, you know, deep caramel character to it, but not sweet at all.
It's a really nice red ale.
It's got a balancing bitterness. It's really well attenuated, you know, fairly dry, hoppy.
Yeah, if you like a red, it's really good beer. I'd like to brew it again just so I can brew it like continuously.
There's a reason why they sell a boatload of that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, I think, you know, the recipe's solid and it's, you know, just tricky to, you know, get it to behave the same way that they're getting. The other thing is, you know, they talk about 149 on the mash temp. You know, who knows? You know, maybe they're getting, you know, really good conversion, simpler sugars. You know, mash geometry, the mash tun geometry, and a lot of other little factors, and water and pH all play into it. But again, you know, the numbers, you're getting, you know, the right numbers, which kind of. Yeah. This is a tricky one. This is, you know, seems so simple on the surface, but this is much trickier than it seems.
You know, maybe on these beers that we run across that are high crystal load,
right?
You know, I mashed at 149, but maybe I should mash it even a little bit lower,
make it more
fermentable than
right.
Isn't 148 the kind of the threshold there, or
how low
can you go?
God,
what a good question. Can I just say that?
How low can you go?
Such a good question.
You know, the solubility, I think, you know, kind of craps out at like 145 or something like that.
Okay, anything lower and you're not extracting sugars.
Right, or it might even be like 148, 147, and, you know, people do 145 and it's not exposing the starches to the liquid or something.
Right, because I've always heard and kind of gone by 148, but I didn't know if there was a lower...
Well, and sometimes, you know, what I used to do is go up and down, right? You know, between 148 and, or 147 and like 151, and you just go up and down, up and down, up and down, and it really dries it out. Who knows?
I don't. That's why I asked you.
But, valiant effort, but I think...
The only other question we have in the chat is... they want to know how the evil twin clone is coming. When that show's going to air. I think you just dropped that bomb, or maybe it was the cousin bomb you dropped. Either one.
No, you know, people have asked for, we get the request, but I don't know. You
why
know,
not?
Like I said, you know, the owner, he's an ass. He probably won't allow
Let's get the brewer on.
He...
I mean, he's an ass too, but at least he's handsome.
Yeah, you know, it's just, yeah, those guys are dicks. You really want to support a company like that?
I hear their marketing guy's a fucking prick.
Oh, he is. He's a right douche.
With a small wiener.
Yes. Yes. That's why.
All right. Well, that's it from the chat there, sweetheart.
All right. Well, another fine show. And I think if you're listening live, stick around. We got another one coming up with the ever so lovely and great brewer, Miss Kim Wood.
We do.
And her ever so lovely and
even better brewer, yeah,
far more feminine, Andy Wood.
True.
No, Kim's the better brewer. Andy's a much funnier guy, but
You know, we'll get Kim on and we'll pose that question to her, and I'm sure she would agree with.
He's funnier. She's a better brewer.
Yeah,
they're both wonderful people. We love them both. So that'd be great. You know, stick around. They're always quite entertaining, and I hope both of them are on the show.
I'd marry either one of them.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to marry both, and then you get like the menage a trois every day.
Dude, always one ahead of me.
There you go. I tell you, I think of these things.
Yeah, well, someone has.
Or dream of them.
Check out the Be In Store.
Tasty's on top of it. Until then, brew strong.
And open it.